Are you using the Oncotype DX in your own practice?
I have used it, yes, quite a number of times in women who fall into a gray area. And I think most of my colleagues have now, too, not all, but you get these women who have moderately big tumors. They might be T1C or T2 and ER positive, but they're young or they have intermediate grade histology. There's something funny. ER is weak. And then you kind of have to go back and look and put all the information together. I don't think that one test can make a decision for you, but I think it can really help.
What about selection of hormonal therapy in the adjuvant setting? Why don't we start out with the postmenopausal patients where so many things have happened in terms of the aromatase inhibitors? Where are we right now in terms of that decision?
Well, you know, that is the million-dollar question in the early stage setting since most women have ER-positive disease, so it's a huge market. But we understand that aromatase inhibitors up front are more effective than tamoxifen alone for 5 years, and that after 2 to 3 years, that aromatase inhibitors are more effective than continuing tamoxifen. So that led the ASCO panel, of course, to recommend the use of an aromatase inhibitor at some time. But which approach do we take? We have no idea, really. So you have to look at pattern of recurrence. I think very high-risk patients, for example, ER weak, HER2 positive, we tend, even though we're not sure, it's just a dividing line for us to try and decide, okay, that woman should get an aromatase inhibitor up front. But the women who have very strongly ER-PR-positive disease and low-grade histology, it might be reasonable to give them a short course of tamoxifen. Obviously, we're waiting for the big 198 data in 2008 to help us with this. Osteoporosis can be taken into account as well in terms of making decisions, although certainly treatable. You know, could treat and then switch. Sort of up in the air a little bit about how to do that.
How would you compare the side effects and toxicity profile of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen in postmenopausal women?
Well, it's an interesting question because, you know, women get so much in the way of myalgia and joint pains with the aromatase inhibitors, and the joint pains from tamoxifen are quite modest. I mean, they're not common, and they usually are not severe. So the side effects that are bothersome on the AI side are all those joint pains, vaginal dryness, some other estrogen deprivation symptoms. Whereas for tamoxifen, it's hot flashes, bloating, ovarian cysts, uterine cysts, etc. So I think that you'd always find women who say that was perfect and this really isn't. You know, they have one group or the other. But again, I think that they both have their side effects and they have to be balanced. The one thing that the AIs don't have that TAM does are serious life-threatening side effects. As far as we know now, we haven't seen the eye problem. We haven't seen, for example, any clotting on patients like that or uterine carcinoma. And tamoxifen is associated even with a very low rate of uterine sarcomas, and we don't see that at all. So that's one tremendous difference between the aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen. But, of course, women don't feel those symptoms. So they're thinking, I've got joint pains. I heard that's the drug that causes joint pains.